The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Get that LI News Radio app and you can take Spotlight on Long Island Schools wherever you go and hear about the amazing things that are happening in our school districts every day across Long Island. And this week is no exception. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Thanks for tuning in. Spotlight on Long Island Schools is brought to you by the Nassau-Suffolk School Boards Association, serving Long Island school boards since 1959. This week in our spotlight, well, we're going to welcome in the Harbor Fields School District. And we're going to be talking with Harbor Fields about a lot of different things. But first, in this segment, we are going to be discussing a very important topic. You've heard about some of the mental health issues that are happening in our schools and how students are struggling. And you might have heard something called social emotional learning. And it's a little different than mental health, but it kind of helps supports our students in a way to make sure that they succeed in learning. And we're going to learn about the SEL or social emotional learning initiatives throughout the entire K through 12 system at Harbor Fields High School District. And we have several school administrators who are responsible for these initiatives. And we were going to start out with, well, we're going to start off with Dr. Gallagher. She's a school psychologist at Harbor Fields Washington Drive Primary School, grades K through 2. Doctor, if you can, just from a brief overview, give us the overview of social emotional learning and its impact and its importance to public education.
Well, social emotional learning really is the cornerstone for well-being. So if we're asking students to do anything, particularly learn, you know, they need to learn to regulate themselves. They need to learn to manage big feelings. They need to learn to socialize, be able to get along with others. It's present in our everyday life. So it's really, I think, the cornerstone of being a human being, learning how to manage big feelings, because big feelings come with everyday life. So learning to really navigate those feelings and be able to regulate yourself is critical for just functioning in life.
And I always say, too, just like we say, if a child is tired or a child is hungry, they don't learn well. Well, the same thing. If mental wellness is not there at an optimal level, it does impact learning. So from your role in the K through 2 space, talk to us about some of the initiatives and how you intertwine social and emotional learning. You know, kindergartners, right? It's their first experience. Everything's brand new. Kindergarten teachers come home exhausted because they zap the energy right out of the educators. And it's such a fun time, such an exciting time. But it really is laying the foundation for expectations and boundaries and how to build on success. So talk to us about how you implement some of those initiatives on the grade levels of K through 2.
Well, we started in 2020 something called Planting Seeds. It's something we created ourselves. SEEDS stands for Social Emotional Education and Development for Schools. And we really, our aim was to bring social emotional learning to the mainstream population. And so we did that. We weren't sure really how we were going to get to every student and how that was going to happen. But then the pandemic came along and we all were stuck at home and we had to get really creative about how we were able to bring learning to our students. And that, you know, there were a lot of terrible things during the pandemic, but one of the good things was this creativity and innovation that happened. And we kind of stumbled upon the idea that I was able to make videos and create read alouds for the kids. So we kind of stuck with that even when the pandemic was over, and I started creating videos for each of the grades. They each have their own theme. In kindergarten, they are developing social emotional superpowers. In second grade, they understand the magical powers of feelings. And then in second grade, they become feeling scientists. So each grade gets its own set of videos that are released usually twice a month. Kindergarten, we do it more than we do it almost every week, because they need it the most.
Oh yeah.
But and then we have different themes each month. They learn about team building, social skills, mindfulness, coping skills, growth mindset. And they learn, they see me, I do a little talk with them. Then I do a read aloud, which I've created. And then we have activities that go along with it. And the fun part is it's really normalized social emotional learning in our building. And the kids love it because they think I have my own TV show. I'll see them in the hallway and they say, "Hey, there, Dr. G, we saw your show." So what it's done also for the role of school psychologist is it's really made me accessible to every student. In the past, I feel like the only time you went to the school psychologist if there was a problem. And now everybody kind of knows who I am, and I have established like a rapport with them. They see me in the hallway and they know, or if I say in a video, you know, we're gonna practice showing, sending kindness to people. Give me a heart sign in the hallway if you see me. Now, when we walk through the hallways, I'm getting the kids and they're all giving me this heart sign with their fingers like Taylor Swift. And, you know, and it's really so sweet. And we practice it together. Along with that, we do five finger breathing over the loudspeaker every Wednesday. We call it Wellness Wednesdays. So we've really infused it as part of our culture. It's really the culture of the building to, you know, spread caring and kindness and connection and to build resilience. And this, you know, stumbling upon this video making, you know, process, it's homegrown. And it's quite funny. I have like a little studio in my office. So it's very organic, but it has really, I think, kind of brought us all together. We're all on this quest and we see each other in the hallways and everybody's in it together.
It's all about building relationships, building that trust. So it's a safe space and it's a familiar space for the kids. So well done. We are now going to migrate over to grades 3 through 5 and we'll learn about some of the initiatives over there. And we are welcoming the principal for the Thomas Leahy Elementary School, Ms. Jennifer Washington. Ms. Washington, welcome to the program. So, you know, Dr. Gallagher set the bar pretty high there, K through 2. So not to be competitive, how do we carry on and top that?
Thank you so much. Yeah. So, you know, for us here at Grades 3, 4, 5, we are building from the amazing work being done at Washington Drive. So here we are focusing on building positive relationships, and we're doing that a couple different ways. This year we started implementing a new program for us called Talking Circles. We knew that we wanted to create an environment of respect, build our classroom communities. We also gained some knowledge and perspective from our middle school, who you'll hear from in this initiative because they had started this. So the idea of a talking circle is very simple. We start with a circle. We get ourselves into a calm manner. Each circle starts with a talking piece and a prompt. And really the idea is to get the kids to open up, talk, give each student that time and space to talk. And what we have found is that by introducing this to all the classes, teachers are taking it upon themselves when they start to feel the need for a talking circle. They're bringing it in naturally and organically. So that has been really great. We also have what's called our Peaceful School Bus program. That's a program that we've had in the school. It was established before I was here. And then when I came as the principal this year, we started bringing it back. And the Peaceful School Bus program is to promote positive behavior and be proactive instead of reactive, because a lot of our behaviors will come from the bus. So we do that with sessions, team building activities. We are tying in the talking circles. We have different staff members that are bus leaders. And then we nominate bus ambassadors, students that take that leadership role of being a positive role model on the bus. So those are two ways that we are incorporating SEL into the school. We can talk more, but I know you want to hear from everyone else.
Well, we're definitely going to have enough time to do that. But in the last minute and a half of this first segment here, talk to us from an administrative standpoint, some of the benefits that you have seen with these initiatives in place.
So I've definitely seen with the kids taking more ownership over the behaviors, especially with Peaceful School Bus. You know, we tend to react to negative behaviors at times, but we like to be more proactive. So kids are starting to take more ownership. And as a leader of the school, it's important that we're we're allowing kids to have more agency of their learning and their responsibilities as they're getting older. So we're starting to also see relationships get stronger in the classrooms, and kids are learning how to come together with their friendship and be, you know, positive peer role models for them.
Well, we're talking social emotional learning and the initiatives intertwined throughout an entire school district and how critically and important it is for academic success and success overall for our students and our school communities. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue our journey through grade six through the high school where the big kids play, and we'll wrap it all up with the benefits that the district is seeing as a whole. You're listening to the Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. Don't forget that LI News Radio app. You can take us wherever you go, and this way you can tune in each and every week to hear what your school district is doing to help your students thrive and succeed on a daily basis. We'll be right back after this. ABC. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, and catch us on that LI News Radio app. Spotlight on Long Island Schools is brought to you by the Nassau-Suffolk School Boards Association, serving Long Island school boards since 1959. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio, continuing our conversation with the folks from the Harborfield School District. And we're talking about social and emotional learning and how it's intertwined into the entire district, K through 12, and the different initiatives so that students have tools in the toolbox, if you will, on how to thrive and succeed on a daily basis. And, you know, some things change as you get older, but they have a unique way of approaching it from the different grade levels and to make sure that it's aligned as a district-wide initiative. We covered grades K through 5, so now we're going to move up to the middle school level. And listen, those in education, grades 6 through 8, these are the warriors, right? Because there are so many changes that are going on with kids, grades 6 through 8. Listen, sitting on a school board for 18 years, we always had a lot of conversations about what was going on in our buildings in the middle school level. We want to welcome the middle school, Oldfield Middle School principal, Mary Beth Corr. Mary Beth, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. And talk to us about the initiatives that you have to, you know, listen, kids are going through so many changes in grades 6 through 8 in particular. So let's talk about the SEL initiatives in your school.
Sure. So, well, thank you for calling out how difficult middle school can be. And it's a definitely transitional period for our middle level learners. And, you know, I know to educate, you know, we're in the business of educating the entire child here at OMS. And I have a unique background. I come from a counseling background. So this school has a very big social emotional touch to it. As soon as you walk through my doors, we have a therapy dog that I'm very proud to full-time therapy dog here at OMS that gets to work with all of our students. And then we also, we share Fenway, our therapy dog, with the other schools in the district as well. But she is, you know, she has her home here in the OMS library, and she's just a wonderful addition to our team. She's probably the most popular staff member we have. She's a beautiful golden retriever. But
now I do have to ask about the name. The name of the dog is called Fenway.
Yes.
Is Fenway a Red Sox fan in Yankee country?
Yes, she is. Yes, she
still
is.
Very popular. Well, listen, she's nothing still, like a golden retriever to soften up.
Very popular. She has her section of the library called Fenway Bark. So
Fenway Bark. I love it. That's great.
Yes. So, you know, but we do. And when kids, you know, you can find Fenway off the leash walking in our hallway and, you know, just in our guidance office working with kids when they're learning to read or having a difficult day. She meets the academic needs as well as the social emotional needs here in the building. So she's a huge asset to our building. So I just wanted to mention, because I know that therapy dogs are something that schools, whenever I do mention that we have a therapy dog, schools are always interested in how we got it. So, yeah. And all the benefits that Fenway brings to our building and to our kids and our community and our teachers. So
who doesn't love a good lovable dog? Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, and we're in our second year of community building circles. Restorative practice is something that we do from a discipline standpoint here at OMS. We really want to teach our kids, and we want them to help them develop empathy, and empathy is a muscle. And we know that we have to proactively and reactively, meet the needs of our students and the specific developmental needs of our students and our middle level learners. So, we do, again, second year of community building circles where we started off with our sixth grade last year, and we had our counselors and our PPS staff run it. It's been a huge success. And our students have gained so much from the community building circles, and we focus on our character ed. You know, we joined it with our character ed program to focus on different empathy, responsibility, social conflict relationships, self-regulation. We kind of talk about it in a group with kids, and it's been amazing, and it's created an inclusive, wonderful, warm atmosphere. And I have to tell you, the biggest thing that I feel that the community circles have done has built empathy.
That's so important. Yeah, so critically important. And, you know, listen, that's why we're talking about this, because people have these preconceived notions of what SEL is and isn't, you know, and when you hear it explained and the benefits from it, it's hard not to get behind it. Want to welcome to the program as well the social emotional coordinator over there, Jessica Lowenhauer. Jessica, welcome to the program. So as the coordinator, give us an overview as to the things that you see and the benefits that you see as well.
So we actually have district-wide, we have 3 social emotional learning coordinators, which really shows the commitment our district has made to social emotional learning, K to 12. And one of the things that we do at Oldfield is we started a committee of students, a social emotional leaders. And we call them our social emotional learning ambassadors. And so what they've done is they plan some activities and they plan some programs to educate the building about different aspects of social emotional learning. During February, we had a PS I Love You week. And one of the things they did was they created activities at recess to raise awareness for just kind of social emotional growth, for creating connections. We had the kids exchange friendship bracelets with kids they hadn't spoken to before. It was all about creating connections with different students, because one of the things that happens in middle school, as you know, is, you know, cliques form and kids get very comfortable with certain social circles. And we're really trying to make sure every student has people to connect to and has their go-to people, whether it's staff, whether it's students. And these social emotional ambassadors are our student leaders in this genre.
And again, it's about building relationships, whether with peers or the adults in the building, because listen, the sad fact is suicide ideations and suicide attempts have grown dramatically. It's disturbing how quickly it's grown among primary grade levels and middle school. It's heartbreaking when you see and hear about this. So we know one of the best defenses to that is the connections and relationships, and that's what you guys are doing so well over there. We're going to kick it up to the high school now. That's where they say the big kids play, right? And Dr. Netto is the principal over there at the high school. And Dr. Netto, now, you know, you're receiving the benefit of all of these initiatives K-8, and, you know, I know it's a couple years in the making, but talk to us about what you do at your high school, and then from an overall perspective, how it's intertwined throughout the whole system, how you know that's going to benefit you in the long run as these kids come up, and the expectations and the boundaries and the normalcy of all of it just seems, let's see from your perspective, how you think that's going to play out.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Bob, for spotlighting our district. I think that we can all agree that times have changed from when we were young. And what we have noticed on the high school level is that students have so many more stressors that can negatively impact their day-to-day lives. So enhancing the social emotional learning throughout our schools has been a primary focus for our district to help our students grow into strong, confident, resilient leaders. As you heard from my colleagues who are doing such amazing work at the younger levels, we are constantly trying to find ways for our students to make strong connections so they can find their identity, love who they are, be able to cope with all of the challenges that are going to come their way. While we at the high school integrate social emotional learning throughout the school day in classes, today I'd like to highlight some of our high school programs that focus on self-care and enhancing our student-to-student connections, all of which support our district's strategic plan to help our Harborfields community be appreciated, supported, and we support the social emotional wellness of our Harborfields family. So the first program I'd like to share with you is in its pilot.
We're going to condense it down to the Reader's Digest version for our last 2 minutes of the show. So there you go.
Got it. All right. So it's called Tying Tornadoes Together by our students. We were so grateful to have received a grant from Assemblyman Keith Brown for this program, which seeks to build connections for our newest tornadoes. In a nutshell, the program connects freshmen with student mentors to help ease their transition to high school. We start with a networking day at the end of June for incoming freshmen to meet in small groups with upperclassmen so they can get to know their older peers, tour the school, and participate in a Q&A session. And then they continue those relationships throughout their ninth grade year. So that way, again, they have connections. We're ultimately trying to enhance a positive school culture. We also have a mindfulness club and psychology club. We really put the onus on the students to have an active voice in what we're doing to help support them. So in the mindfulness club, the goal is to introduce our students to mindful awareness techniques, which increase resilience to stress and promote compassion and self-care. And in the same vein, the members of the psychology club at Harborfields High School feel passionate about fostering positivity and openness about mental health issues, which are prevalent in teens and adults. They help us with PSI Love You Week, lollipop moments, mindset minutes, all with the idea that we're focusing on the principles of positive psychology and a growth mindset.
There's a lot there, and there's a lot more we didn't even cover, Dr. Netto. Well done. And listen to the entire Harborfields system, K through 12, to see it all play out and align to the end goal of making sure when those kids cross that stage in June with a high school diploma from Harborfields, they're ready on so many different levels for the next step after they become alumni. And hats off to the district and the school community for supporting the initiative throughout the entire system from the first touch in kindergarten to the last step across the stage in high school. Hats off to you guys. And we'll have you back and talk about some of the other innovative things that you're going to be doing in the future. And then as it rolls out over a period of time, some of the long-term benefits that you guys are seeing. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. And thanks for tuning in each and every week to hear about the amazing things that are happening in our districts, just like Harborfields, on this show. Thank you. ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3.
I'll say, but let's go, bring me. ABC, 1. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.